Hey guys, Natalia Schneimler here. I help boy moms have a better relationship with their sons and themselves by teaching them the tools how to manage their mind so that when anything comes up in life, they know exactly how to take care of themselves and their kids. Hey guys, I just had to record this after I had a coaching session with a client who was struggling after going to a webinar, and she's a business owner, going to a webinar and afterwards having a really terrible case of compare and despair. So she was just comparing herself and her year and her progress, her results and her business to all these other business owners that she met at the webinar, and felt really terrible about herself and her business. And in fact, she felt shame about herself. She just felt like nothing's good enough and she's doing something wrong. Something's wrong with her, because what her brain was offering her was, you know, it's been so long and you're still here. You can never get there, the brain was saying. Who are you to help people, it was saying. And also shaming her and saying, you know what, you have it so much easier than other people, and how come you're still here? You should be farther along. And what I've helped her see is that our brains are just such assholes, because they are not managed. They just offer up the first thing that comes to mind and completely dismiss everything, all the work that we've done, all the effort we've put in, all the progress we've done personally in our business, all the dreams that we've made come true for ourselves. For example, in the previous year, she has done a webinar, a new webinar that was much longer than her other ones, which was a challenge for her. She has traveled the world and worked abroad, which was one of her dreams, and she has done it. She makes enough money for herself to live on. She is still running a business 4 years in, 5 years in, which is more than a lot of people can say. A lot of people quit after a year. A lot of businesses fail after 1 year. She is an entrepreneur. She also made a dream come true for herself of hiring a virtual assistant, a VA. And when her brain was offering her the story of how she's just, something's wrong with her, she was completely blind to any of these things that she's done this year and completely didn't see them, as if they didn't happen. And the money that she's made this year was also not enough, according to her brain. But then when we actually dove into it, it was enough for her life. It was enough for anything that she wanted. And what's more great is that when she realized that if she wants something more, she has full confidence that she can figure out how to get it, which means that she does have enough. And I just feel so bad for some of us, what happens to all of us, when we believe the asshole brain. And I said, you know what, this is what your brain offered you. And you just said, yep, I agree. But when you think about it, when you stop and actually question everything that the brain says, you would not agree. For example, the brain said, it's been so long and I'm still here. But when you actually question it, you say, you know, am I still here? No, I'm 4 years, 5 years down the road, and I've helped hundreds of people. I've made all this money to support myself. I've grown as a person. I've grown spiritually. I'm not still here. I'm 4 or 5 years down the road. So it's not even true what the brain is saying. So I went on a spiel with her and I just said, you know, like, this is what your asshole brain offered you, and you just agreed with it completely blindly. So of course you feel terrible. Of course you feel ashamed, hopeless, and dread, and feel really terrible about yourself. And you just want to hide. You just want to shut down and not be there for yourself, not be there for your business. And that's not fun at all. So whatever you're doing, losing weight, creating a business, maintaining weight, or building muscle, or raising children, I mean, my brain has been that asshole for me in all these areas of my life and offered me all these stories. And sometimes I've bought it many times. And other times I was really shocked to hear what it was saying, because I had factual proof to prove it wrong. Like the time when my brain said, oh, you know, I don't cook, when I've literally just cooked 3 meals that day to feed my whole family of six, which is completely ridiculous. So the brain is just, for some reason, it's not wired to be nice to ourselves. Maybe it's nice to others, but I want you to hear this and be onto your own default brain. This reminds me of the fact that I heard that a lot of Olympic athletes, and I believe it's every athlete, I believe it's all of us who exercise, we have to be good at, to some degree, at talking to ourselves. And so what the quote was about Olympic athletes, it said that they are better at talking to themselves than listening to themselves. Because if you listen to what your default brain is saying, it will say, stop now, quit now, I'm tired, I don't want to do this, you cannot do this, you will never get there, you will never be faster. And if you listen to it, you're going to stop. But the Olympic athletes have to push through that. They have to answer the asshole brain, and they have to tell it that you can do it, I believe in you, etc., 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 right? Which is extremely hard. It's so much harder than believing the asshole brain, because when you believe it, it's you just have to stop what you're doing, stop the business, stop running, stop whatever. So be on to yourself and don't be an asshole to yourself. Don't agree with that brain of yours. And really, when you evaluate 2023, evaluate the month, evaluate whatever you want to evaluate, it's going to be hard to practice that skill of, okay, let me see what it is that actually worked. What did I do well? It's really hard to do that. My brain doesn't want to do that. Your brain will want to not do that. So you can do that in mini doses. Like, just tell me three good things. Tell me one good thing. And that's it. That's leave it, right? Don't like suffocate it. But notice that it is a skill and muscle that needs to be practiced, and you can practice it every day. And actually, I've noticed when my twins and I going to bed, we now started doing, and I think I mentioned that to you, saying, you know, what's three favorite things from the day? And you know, when I'm tired, I don't want to do the exercise. It's really hard for me. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that, because it actually takes effort for me to look for those moments that were great. And you know, so it does take effort. But my twins now know, they sometimes want to tell me what was terrible. I'm like, no, I don't want to know. We don't need to magnify those moments. We don't need to bring them into right now. And sure, sometimes they tell me, and of course, you know, everyone needs to share and vent. But the point is to just strengthen that muscle of looking for what's working. So don't be that asshole to yourself, please. Like, don't acknowledge, okay? Acknowledge what's working. Acknowledge what you've done and be a little bit proud. Be a lot proud. Okay, guys, I love you all so much. Have a great week. And of course, if you're struggling with your relationship with yourself, this is what I'm here for. You know, this all starts with yourself. If you're having trouble accessing the non-asshole brain, please, this is what coaching is for. And we can comfort your asshole brain, and we can talk to it, and we can rationalize it. And there's so many ways we can access that good relationship between you and yourself and your children. So go to my website, www.coachingnatalia.com. Go to sign up for a free mini session, and I will see you in Zoom. I love you. Bye.